If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my new podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, chronicles my 6 decades in professional basketball, from growing up in the sport to becoming one of sports TV's first female broadcasters. Join me as I dig deep into the game's history, unearth some wild stories, and talk to my friends from the world of basketball, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley. It's been a wild ride, and now I get to take you with me. Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to the Tudor Dixon Podcast. We are going to jump right in today because we have Senator Marsha Blackburn from the beautiful state of Tennessee with us today. Senator, thank you for joining me.
Always delighted to join you. Thank you.
Well, I'm so glad you're here because we have a lot of questions about the Mayorkas impeachment trial not happening. We were hoping to see this in the Senate. Explain to us from behind the scenes what happened there.
Yes, indeed. Chuck Schumer decided he was going to defy the Constitution. And it's not just a defying tradition, but it is defying the Constitution. In his opinion, what Mayorkas has done with allowing people to run across that border, people from 170 different countries, with making certain that he was reducing immigration law requirements, with coming to Congress and saying the border is secure over and over and over, when he knew it was not. Well, Chuck Schumer decided on his own that we didn't need to have a trial because it was just a policy disagreement. And of course, every single Democrat senator sat in their seats. No one challenged him. And they all voted to defy the Constitution and to dismiss the impeachment charges. And if your audience were to go to Article 1, Section 2 of the Constitution, it lays out the responsibility of the U.S. House in terms of impeachment. If they read Section 3, Article 1, Section 3, they would see the requirement on the Senate.
Well, Chuck Schumer knows this. He said this in 2019, that it was his constitutional duty to carry out an impeachment trial against Donald Trump. So how is he not getting some sort of reprimand or something? How does this happen?
And well, he should. And I actually had my posters on the floor last night showing where he had said that, Tudor, because he talked about our responsibility to bring the facts out. He talked about the constitutional duty, all in 2019 and 2020, in reference to Donald Trump. But now he's decided that the people don't need to know that. And here's the deal. He knows that the number one issue with the American people this election cycle is that open border.
Yep.
The reason it is an issue is because every town's a border town, every state a border state, because people are living it. They see the destruction and the way fentanyl is wreaking havoc on families. They see what gangs are doing in towns and communities that have never had a gang. They see the impact of human trafficking and labor crews that are made up of kids. They are seeing what's happening with sex trafficking of women and kids because their churches are involved in protecting these women and kids and doing these rescues. So the American people are living the effects of that open border. They wanted us to take Mayorkas to trial. They wanted to get the facts out. And now what did the Democrats do? Oh, don't believe what your eyes are showing you. Don't believe that. He's not guilty. And so they dismissed it as a policy difference.
Well, and my theory is they didn't want to be going through this trial because this is constantly in the news every day. Then
That's people, right,
would have to know. And the stories that you're talking about, we had the Oakland County Sheriff from Michigan on the podcast just a few days ago, and he talked about these Chilean gangs that are going through our suburbs here. This is not like these are not gangs like you think of in a city where they're not going to touch your life. And I hate to say that, but a lot of people are like, oh, that's not going to happen to me. These are people coming that he said highly trained. They are skilled, like special ops groups coming into the country, going through suburban communities and robbing houses and jewelry stores. And do you know that when we put that episode out there, I had so many, this was shocking to me. I had so many people say, this is such a lie. This is not happening. This is coming from a sheriff in our state. And yet, because the Democrats have been so controlling of the media, people don't believe it.
And Tudor, the Chilean gangs, they're in Tennessee. And you're right. They case houses. They go in. And they are very skilled, they're very fast, and they're gone before police can get there. And then you have the violent gangs out of Venezuela, the Trandeagua gangs, and they are going into communities and they are conducting robberies, car thefts, carjackings, very skilled. It was a Trandeagua Venezuelan who had, by the way, been granted parole, that special status by Joe Biden, that killed Laken Riley. And we are seeing these effects of crime, and people are living this, and people are beginning to wake up. And yes, you do still have people that are trying to deny this and say it is not happening. But under Joe Biden, our country is less safe. Under Joe Biden, our country is less prosperous. Under Joe Biden, the American people are more fearful. And under Joe Biden, the American people are more distrustful of their government institutions.
You brought up Laken Riley, and recently we had a similar situation here in Michigan, in Grand Rapids, Michigan, with Ruby Garcia, who was shot by a man who was an illegal immigrant, and she was dating him. And the funny thing about this to me was the Democrats twisted this as, this is not an illegal immigration problem. This was a domestic violence problem. And I see this as even more dangerous, because here's a woman who probably didn't even know he was illegal. We don't know these people are in the country illegally or what crimes they've committed, because the people who are supposed to be keeping us safe from repeat offenders, from criminals and people who are coming in across the border illegally, are not keeping us safe. So to me, it's not a domestic violence situation. It's a double whammy. It's domestic violence and somebody who broke the law to get here. And we weren't protected by Joe Biden. How many more people's daughters have to go through this? And how many of us who have daughters have to wonder if there's a guy coming into their lives who's committed all kinds of crimes and the government said, because he's illegal, we're going to look the other way? Because that's what I think is happening. They are getting away with it because they're illegal.
Well, you're right about that. And think about this. If you were coming across that border, if you were a U.S. citizen and walked across the southern border, you would be put into jail.
Right.
If you were here on a visa and you committed a crime, you would be deported immediately. But those that are in the country illegally are given that special protective status. And this is one of the reasons that Mayorkas needed to be impeached and all of this information needed to come out. Now, I have filed a bill, the CLEAR Act. The CLEAR Act would require local law enforcement, when they apprehend someone for any kind of crime, it could be a hit and run, a fender bender, whatever, DUI, when they apprehend a person and they find out that person is illegally in the country, they can detain that individual, go ahead, do their penalties or prosecution, call ICE and say, hey, we have this illegal alien here, and you have to come pick them up within 48 hours, deport them, and you have to pay us back for the money that we have spent on apprehending, detaining, prosecuting, or penalizing this person. But it would require those illegal aliens to be deported. Now, also, it would deny federal law enforcement funds to cities that are not going to comply with immigration law.
Let's take a quick commercial break. We'll continue next on the Tudor Dixon podcast.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am, like I am, where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, digs deep into the history of professional basketball, along with my own as one of the first female sportscasters.
Now let's get you up to speed on what else happened around the NBA today.
We talked to all sorts of people I interacted with, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley, and recap iconic moments.
Yes, he's got it. Here he comes. Ray rocked the baby to sleep and slam dunk.
As well as some of the wild stories behind the scenes.
We were like, what? What are we in for? The scoreboard crashes before we even tip a game off.
Today, the NBA is a global sports and entertainment giant. Players are multimillionaires and cultural icons.
Iguodala to Curry, back to Iguodala, up for the layup. Oh, blocked by James! LeBron James!
And these stories are about how we got here, both on and off the court. And what's next? Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storr on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, we've had an issue in the state of Michigan where our governor has called to abolish ICE. She has come out with a program where you get $500 a month if you take a migrant into your home. We have a congresswoman here who has worked as an immigration lawyer in the past, and she has defended people who, a woman, one of whom was a pedophile, and defended her and kept her in the country because she said the punishment in another country would be cruel and unusual. And so now we have a pedophile in our country. This is happening in the state of Michigan. Now, my question to you is, if you are a governor and you are breaking federal law because she's taking taxpayer dollars and aiding and abetting these people, right, is there no way to then have some sort of punishment for that?
Tudor, we're going to have a DOJ that will go after this. To break the law is breaking the law. And this is what you saw Mayorkas and Biden do on the southern border. They have intentionally chosen to break the law, and they have had no one go after them. But look what Joe Biden has done. Look at the issue around student loans. He basically said he didn't care if the Supreme Court told him he couldn't do it. He was going to do it anyway. You know, you look at the DACA program for kids that have been brought across the border. Obama said he knew it was unconstitutional. The court struck him down, and he said, I'm going to do it anyway. That blatant disregard for that law, the two tiers of justice that we see, the American people are sick of this, and it is one of the reasons that you see more independent voters, you see more Democrats that are saying, I've had it with this. I'm going to vote for Donald Trump. I'm going to vote for Republicans, because every town's a border town, every state a border state. And as I said, people are living the effects of illegal immigration every single day.
You brought up him going against the Supreme Court, Joe Biden. It made me think of something that's happening here in the state of Michigan. We have an attorney general who is trying to shut down a pipeline. The federal government has said, hey, this affects a treaty with Canada. You can't. But the really twisted part about this is that she has filed a lawsuit. She won. Now it's gone back to the federal government, and they're fighting it because she is going to take all of the ability to have any type of energy in the Upper Peninsula of Michigan away from them. But that they don't care. They don't care about the realities. They don't care about people's safety. And to be honest, heat is safety. When energy is safety, and people don't understand, energy security is a real issue in this country.
Right. It is indeed. And I sometimes say the security moms are back in full force for this election cycle. They are looking at that border and border security. They're looking at energy security because they know that the price of gas is up over 50% when they go fill up the tank. They know that every item they buy at the grocery store costs more because where do all your plastic bottles and packaging come from? They are products that come from hydrocarbons. And
such a good point.
Of course, it's going to cost more. Why is it that tennis shoes for the kids, running shoes for the kids cost more? It is because of the synthetics that are in that, and all of it comes from hydrocarbons. So these silly people that are just head in the sand when it comes to energy and think, oh, we don't need oil. Oh, we don't need gas. Oh, we can just do it with solar and with wind. They are just not thinking about the utilization of oil and gas and how it affects every single sector of our economy and actually every component of our day, from the time we wake up in the morning and flip the switch to turn on the lights, and that electricity is costing us about 40% more. It would cost us less if we were using clean coal, if we were using natural gas, and not trying to do so much with wind and solar. Hard to get a megawatt of heat generated by solar in Tennessee, you know, and when you look at that electricity, it's hard to get that megawatt with that solar farm. We don't have enough heat units per day, only one part of our state. We don't have enough wind to get a megawatt of energy out of wind. So you cannot be so prescriptive that your economy cannot run and your people cannot be safe. So energy security, you bet, that's an issue. Border security, absolutely. Economic security, women are talking about these things. Security moms, they're there.
When you talk about security moms, I want to bring up something because I saw this happening this week where we had people who were trapped on the Golden Gate Bridge because we've got these protesters out there. And as a mom myself, all I could think is, what if my kids are at school and I can't get to them? What if my kids have an emergency and I can't get to them? I mean, think about all of the people who are trying to go to a hospital or anything. There's so many crises that could be happening. And you have people, these protesters, these pro-Hamas protesters, on the Golden Gate Bridge. You had them blocking the airport to O'Hare. You had people getting out of their cars and walking to O'Hare Airport on the highway because they're blocking the highway. You've introduced a new bill that would prevent people from being able to block access on highways like that, on major roadways. I didn't even know this was legal.
We have many different local laws that affect this. You know, most cities have laws, and if you want to have a parade or carry out a protest, you go to City Hall and you get a permit. And then you protest on a plaza, in a park, or a parade in the streets at a given designated time. That is generally how it happens, and that's a good thing because that is a free speech issue. What is not free speech, but what is endangering the public, is groups that begin to race across highways. They're jumping in the middle of highways. They're blocking traffic, and they're blocking airports and bus stations. They're blocking train terminals. They're preventing people from getting to work. They're cutting off traffic at the bridge. And then they're taking that over. And that is why Senator Tillis and I have the Safe and Open Streets Act, which would make it a penalty and a federal penalty and up to 5 years in prison for people that carry out these protests in ways that are endangering the public.
Well, I think that that's, I'm glad you pointed that out because I think a lot of people go, well, wait a minute, you have this right. This is a First Amendment right. You can go out and protest however you want. But this is where people are wondering, well, what can we do? Because I've seen this all over Twitter and everything else, all these people that are asking, well, what can we do when someone does this? Are you allowed to pull them out of the street? Can they be arrested? And there's been this up in the air question about it. So I appreciate the fact that you're explaining this to us and also that you're putting this act out there because it's devastating. I mean, it hurts everything. It hurts commerce. It hurts trade. It hurts people's families. It's crazy.
It is so out of control. And the fact that they would jump in the middle of the street and then impede transit, endanger the public. This is just so wrong. And putting a federal penalty on the books for doing this is appropriate. And I look forward to moving the legislation.
Let's take a quick commercial break. We'll continue next on the Tudor Dixon podcast.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am, like I am, where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, if no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, digs deep into the history of professional basketball, along with my own as one of the first female sportscasters.
Now let's get you up to speed on what else happened around the NBA today.
We talked to all sorts of people I interacted with, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley, and recap iconic moments.
Yes, he's got it. Here he comes. Ray rocked the baby to sleep and slam dunk.
As well as some of the wild stories behind the scenes.
We were like, what? What are we in for? The scoreboard crashes before we even tip a game off.
Today, the NBA is a global sports and entertainment giant. Players are multimillionaires and cultural icons.
Iguodala to Curry, back to Iguodala, up for the layup. Oh, blocked by James. LeBron James.
And these stories are about how we got here, both on and off the court. And what's next? Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Last thing I want to bring up is I know you are pushing to defund NPR after the whistleblower came out and said, hey, we don't actually have any dispute here. We don't have any discussion. There is no difference of opinion. Everybody is a Democrat. I looked at all of their registrations. And then he gets suspended, and he ultimately resigned, but he got suspended for calling that out from a radio program that we fund as the American people.
Yes. And when you look at NPR and these public TV stations, what we know is that their structure is under a not-for-profit. In addition to that, Tudor, most of them have endowments or foundations that support them and allow them to do the extras, if you will. I started on this several years ago, and I think we should move NPR into a position where they're reliant on their not-for-profit status. And we do the licensing, but the American people ought not to be paying for something that gives you only one side of the story. Our nation and our freedom has been well preserved by having robust, respectful, bipartisan debate. You need that point and the counterpoint in
Absolutely.
Order for people to know what the issue is and what the universe of discussion around that issue is. So to say, no, we're only going to give you one side of the story, that is not information for the American people. That is propaganda.
State-run media, it really is. We appreciate everything you do for us. It's always a pleasure having you on. Senator Marsha Blackburn, thank you so much for being on the podcast
thank
today.
You.
And thank you all for joining us on the Tudor Dixon Podcast. For this episode and others, go to TudorDixonPodcast.com or head over to the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts, and join us next time. Have a blessed day.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my new podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, chronicles my 6 decades in professional basketball, from growing up in the sport to becoming one of sports TV's first female broadcasters. Join me as I dig deep into the game's history, unearth some wild stories, and talk to my friends from the world of basketball, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley. It's been a wild ride, and now I get to take you with me. Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.